One of the biggest names in Latin music is not some hot young pop star, but a bearded 54-year-old producer. This week, Gustavo Santaolalla won an Oscar for the soundtrack he composed for Brokeback Mountain. Santaolalla has also built a reputation for guiding and producing some of the most adventurous bands in the genre of music called Latin Alternative. In the third part of our series, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco visited with the man some call the guru of Latin alternative.
Gustavo Santaolalla sits behind the console in his studio at his home in the Echo Park Hills of L.A. He's mixing down a new recording by the Bajo Fondo Tango Club, an Argentine group that fuses tango riffs with electronica beats. Santaolalla and his producing partner Anibel Carpel go over every detail of the sound. I'm watching you in the studio, and you are acting as a musician. You're moving along to the beats, and you're singing along to the chords as you're manipulating the keyboard.
Well, yes, I mean, I am a musician, I am a songwriter, I sing, and the way I approach everything I'm doing, you know, it has that component, you know, all the time.
And Gustavo Santaolalla has been involved with music a long time. He began playing guitar at age 5, and by 10 he was composing, though he admits he still can't read music. When he was 16, he made his first record with his rock band, Arco Iris. But a rock band in Buenos Aires in the 1970s was considered subversive by Argentina's military government.
Just for having long hair and maybe, you know, thinking about Eastern philosophies, you will be considered a dissident and an element of subversion, you know. I mean, I've been in jail since I was 15 until I left so many times I don't even remember. And like almost any Argentinians, we have friends that have disappeared. So it was a horrific time in Argentina. I was blacklisted, so my music wouldn't get any airplay. So in 78, I decided to move to the United States.
After arriving in Los Angeles, Santaolalla soon formed a new wave band and a lifelong friendship with another Argentine expatriate, Anibel Carpel. And as they still do today, they began producing other musicians. In search of new sound, Santaolalla traveled to Mexico City in the early 1980s, where he discovered Maldita Vecindad y Los Hijos del Quinto Patio. Maldita's lead singer Rocco says Santaolalla helped shape the band's twisted mix of Latin rhythms with punk, ska, funk, and rap.
For us, work with Gustavo Santaolalla was to work really with an absolute friend that was open to experiment, a partner in crime in the mission to find the Mexican rock sound in the albums, you know, to invent that sound.
Rocco remembers how Santaolalla hung out with the band in cantinas and ballrooms and nightclubs as they immersed themselves in popular Mexican music. Rocco says Santaolalla encouraged him to experiment.
For example, we went to the streets. I record all of the street sellers in Mexico, the way the people talk in the streets. And Gustavo, yeah, man, that's a good idea. Okay, let's make it this way. So many people think that we are crazy or we are out of our minds, you know, to put all that. And he really all the time find a way to make it possible.
Maldita Vecindad's music was a departure from other bands playing what was then called rock en español, mostly American or British-style rock sung in Spanish. Santaolalla says that's part of what made Maldita and the other bands he worked with alternative.
I always thought that at least what we were trying to do was a little bit beyond rock en español, so it's more like an off-center, left-field type of music.
Like the bilingual Mexican metal hip-hop group Molotov. La policía te está extorsionando, dinero. Pero ellos viven de lo que tú estás pagando y si te tratan como a un delincuente, ladrón. No es tu culpa, dale. This song calls on people to take power back from the Mexican government. The band's explicit political messages and irreverent sense of humor led Santaolalla to make them the first group he signed to his own label. Lead singer Paco Ayala says the producer's collaboration with the band was crucial to Molotov's success.
La convivencia, integrarlo él, que fuera como parte del grupo, que fue un elemento más del grupo.
Ayala marvels at the energy Gustavo Santaolalla throws into his productions, playing guitar and singing as needed, suggesting changes in song structure and lyrics, literally becoming part of the band. In fact, Santaolalla is often referred to as the fifth member of another seminal Latin alternative band, Café Tacuba.
First of all, we're friends, no? Of course, and it is very funny to work with him, which is great because when you can laugh a lot, everything is easier.
Café Tacuba's keyboard player, Emmanuel de Real, Meme, credits Santaolalla with launching and nurturing the band's career and functioning as something more than a producer.
Sometimes you go to him as a father, as you know, I learn a lot from this guy, and we've been sharing feelings and ideas, and I respect him a lot.
The feeling is mutual. Gustavo Santaolalla says the trick to being a good producer is to get inside the musicians' heads.
The psychology of a band, you know, is so important. I mean, you know, their sense of humor, their icons, their understanding of the universe, you know.
And Santaolalla has a knack for understanding what will work in the studio.
It's just incredible to see him at work. He's like an alchemist. You know, he really is like a magician, a sonic magician.
Music journalist Ernesto Lechner has just written a book on Latin alternative. He says Santaolalla's contribution to the genre is unsurpassed.
What's fascinating about Gustavo is that he has been instrumental in most of the important recordings in the entire genre. Everything he does has passion, it has warmth, it's extremely sophisticated, but it's never cold.
While Gustavo Santaolalla's most recent successes have been composing film scores, he continues to search for alternative musicians.
I'm always kind of like looking for something that surprises me, you know, that brings something different, something new, which, you know, when you have heard so much music, it gets harder. But still, it's amazing. Still, you know, there's new stuff and new things that always excite me.
Tomorrow, a visit to a city filled with new sounds, a place some have called Latin alternatives Seattle, Monterrey, Mexico. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.